morning, everybody. Good morning. We are up to the beginning of Dawud Amid Beis. So what Gemara was looking for, Gemara was looking for a reason why we would need an extra hekesh to teach me Baal Ta'achar of Naziris. Every korban has Baal Ta'achar, even Chatoas and Hashamas. We learned that out from the Pasuk Kidarish Yidrishenu. So why would Naziris need its own limud? What's wrong with the regular limud? So the Gemara started on Dawud Amid Aleph and wanted to say, because you can't donate it as a netter. And the answer is you can't donate any Chatas as a netter. And then the Gemara wanted to say that maybe it's because if you accept Naziris partially from one thing, you become a complete Nazir. The problem with that is, A, Rav Shimon disagrees, and B, that's a Chumrah, that's not a Kula. That wouldn't be a reason not to have Baal Ta'achar. The Gemara answered, we left it off yesterday, I'll start from the bottom line of Dawud Amid Aleph. Ela Marchi Dushay. Since if you take a haircut on one of the three, you're obligated to bring three. But as long as you do your haircut over one of the three, your Naziris is off. Therefore, you now have an obligation to bring a carbon, but it's not part of Naziris. You would think it's not part of Naziris, and therefore, it's not a chiyav of Baal Ta'achar. Because we see this leniency, Kamash Malan, that you're still wiping Baal Ta'achar from the Hekesh. So the Rush, the Megillas Ha'achas Mishlosh Tam Yatza, top Rush, Mutar Lishtas Yayin L'Tamil Amesim, the Yashlim Korban Isav, and later on in time he will have to bring his Korbanus. Mishni B'Peregim Ominim, this is a Mishnah in Peregim Ominim. So that's the first Teres of the Gemara. That Nazir might be different because we see that you can remove the Ziris with one of the three Korbanus, so therefore we would think that Nazir might be different. Ibai is saying, if you want, I can tell you a different teretz. My chidushe, what is the chiddush of Nazir? As we said at the beginning, we shouldn't play matrisa b'neder, because one cannot donate a carbon Nazir as a neder. He has to be a Nazir, he can't just bring carbonus naziris. So therefore I would think he's not ever Baal Ta'achar, because it's not something donatable. And only things donatable are oiver Baal Ta'achar. But we had a problem with that. But you had a question from every chatas, right, which the Rush explained is called chatas chaylov, because that's the most common mistake people make in Croesus. So that also is not donatable. The answer is chatas chaylov ka'asya l'kapara. Chatas chaylov comes for kapara. Therefore, it is stricter. Therefore, it makes sense. You should be ayver Baal Ta'achar. You need a kapara. Whereas chatas nazir is not for a kapara, because the guy didn't do a avera, so why does he need a chatas? Teretz says, chatas nazir l'mayasya. So therefore I would think, it is a chatas, it's not donatable, and it's not kapara. Maybe there's no Baal Ta'achar. Things that are donatable, you have to keep your word that you donated. Things that are kapara, we want that kapara done. Makes sense that the Torah would say there's Baal Ta'achar. Chatas nazir is not a kapara, And it's not a donatable thing. So I would think it might be different. It might be different and not have Baal Ta'achar. Dr. Rush, Chatas Chaylev Asi L'Kapara, Val Ichur Kaparasai Royu Shiyava B'Baal Ta'achar. And for the delay of a Kapara, it's appropriate that it should be over Baal Ta'achar. Now the Ram points out that even though there's a mandiyam and it says Nazir Chaytehu, right? So there is an element of Chayt in the Zirus, because the Torah doesn't like people to become a Nazir. We'll have that later as we go along in the Masechta. So maybe it is a Kapara. But the Ran says that's not the main purpose of the carbon. The main purpose of the carbon is to remove Naziris. The Kapara aspect is dependable on how much of an Avera was not, and therefore it's not called something that comes for Kapara. In fact, the Gemara, Varechatas Yoledes Lo Yasi L'Kapara, a woman that gives birth brings a chatas, even though she doesn't need a kapara, she did no aveira. V'avra lo mishum Baal Ta'achar, and one is Avra Baal Ta'achar, and there I don't have an extra pasuk, and it's included because it's a carbon, and it doesn't have to be donatable, and it doesn't have to be for kapara. If that's true, so why does Chatas Nazir need its own limud? And for the Gemara, that's because that chatas removes the restriction on kachim. And that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat kachim. And since there's a mitzvah to eat kachim, so I know I want that tumah removed so the woman should be able to eat kachim to do the mitzvah. So it makes sense that the Torah would want it done as fast as possible and not be over bal tachar. Nazir, all it does is forbid him to drink wine and be metamele meisim and do haircuts. There's no mitzvah for anybody to have to drink wine midoraisa. I know rabbinically we have to drink wine by Kiddush, by Havdalah, but it's not a mitzvah deraisa to drink wine at any point. So why would the Torah want that naziris, that chatas brought with a bal tachar? Maybe the Torah doesn't care. So I need a special limud for nazir.
How about meis mitzvah?
I'm sorry?
Maybe, you know, you got to be prepared for meis mitzvah.
I'm sorry, for a meis mitzvah?
Yeah, if he's tamei, then he's got to be doing a mitzvah.
And nazir can be metamei to meis mitzvah. Zakt the rush kashar yilo lamechu bekachim shachil is kachim mitzvah the chsev ha'achlu ha'isam ha'shakubar behem. Those who have kapara should eat it. The aid shlo yivayu l'day nicer. So here's a rush that's two svaras. So this is a very interesting thing. The rush says that there's a mitzvah to eat kachim. Also, it shouldn't come to nicer to prevent an iser. Therefore, that's why the Torah would want bal ta'achar. So but here is an interesting shayla. The Beis Halevi has a shayla. Is there a mitzvah to eat kachim? Or is there a mitzvah to see that kachim are eaten? Everybody agrees that the kachim have to be eaten by a certain time. If not, it turns into nicer. Does the individual have a mitzvah to eat kachim? Or is the mitzvah that to make sure that it's not left over? Now, the Rush seems to say two svaras. First, he says there is a mitzvah to eat kachim. Then he says, the oid, now obviously the oid is questioning that, think maybe there's no mitzvah for a person to eat kachim. But still, we don't want it to become to nicer. So it's to prevent an iser. It makes sense that it's bal ta'achar. The Ran clearly says, achilas kachim is mitzvah, top Ran, if you want to look inside, then achilas psachim. The Ran says, the only time there's a mitzvah to eat kachim is by eating Pesach. The rest of kachim, there's no mitzvah to eat it. There's a mitzvah to see that it's eaten. So the Ran learns, the Gemara says, Achil is kachim mitzvah. The Rush says, every kachim is a mitzvah, then throws in, maybe it's just to make sure it's not nicer. Even though the words of the Gemara is, Achil is kachim, Kamashar Yilei, Achil is kachim, Mechel be kachim. The Ran learns, it's going on Karban Pesach. So the Machrenim say, this is the Machloikas. Is there a mitzvah to eat kachim, or is there a mitzvah to see that kachim is eaten? And the Rush brings both svaras. Something about it. Amar Mar, Uman Nedarim Ha'av Mefer Nidre Bitay Ubal Mefer Nidre Ishtay. Part of the hekish was that by Nedarim, my father can cancel the Nedarim of his daughter, and a husband can cancel the Nedarim of his wife. And we spoke out that's not all Nedarim. By a wife, it's clear in this week's parsha that it's only La'anois Nafesh and Beit Ishla Ishtay. It's only things that are afflicting her, or things that affect their relationship. By his father, Tzemachloikas Rishaynim. Some want to learn a father's the same. He can only cancel his daughter's Nadarim for those two categories. And some want to say that a father can cancel all Nadarim. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Af Naziris, Av Mefer Naziris Vitay, Ubal Mefer Naziris Ishtay. Frek the Gemara, Lomeli Hekesha. Teisi Bamem Matzinu B'Nadarim. Why would I need a Hekesh, which is a limud that you can't question? Anything that we can learn logically, why would the Torah want to write a hekesh? Why did the Braisa need a hekesh? The Braisa makes it sound that logically, I would not give the father the right to be made for Naziris. Why not? Naziris is an acceptance by a woman by word of mouth, right? And her husband, and it afflicts her, and her husband has a right to cancel it, because why should it be different than any other vow? It's the right of a husband to cancel any neder his wife makes that afflicts her. Nazirus is that kind of a thing. She can cancel her shvuas. He can cancel anything she accepts upon herself that afflicts her. So why would I need a hekesh for Nazirus, which makes it sound that logically I wouldn't make the comparison? This is a simple, comparable thing. Nazirus and Nedarim, both are done by word of mouth, and the father should have a right, and the husband should have a right to cancel it. Why did the Brisa need to bring a hekesh to make it beyond question? It seems to indicate that there is a question of the comparison, and we're trying to figure out why that, and we're trying to say, don't bother with the question, it's a hekesh. And you can't ask the question on a hekesh. What is the question here that I need a hekesh for? And for the Gemara, I would think maybe by the Dorim he can cancel it, because it's limitless. A regular neder, a woman accepts something, it's for the rest of her life. So maybe there the Torah empowers the husband, or the father, to cancel it, to keep her from affliction long term. Abagabi Naziris, the Islaik Tusa. By Naziris, there is a set time, the Stam Naziris Lamajayim. It is not long term, it's a month. And therefore, maybe there, the Torah did not give the husband or father a right to cancel it. It's a short-term affliction. Maybe for a short-term affliction, the husband has no right. That is why I have a hekesh.
Rabbi?
Yes.
I'm a little confused by this. Nazir is a neder.
So right. That's the Gemara's kasha. So I don't need a hekesh.
You don't need a mamisino either. It's a nether.
No, but let me explain. Nazir is a nether, but it's a category of nether. There's a nether that is an Isra Chepta. There's a Shvua. And then there's Nazirus. It is done by word of mouth. It is a type of acceptance upon oneself, just like Shvua is. But the Torah speaks out nether and Shvua to give the husband the right over both of them. The question is, once the Torah did that, why would I think the category of Nazir, which is done by word of mouth, but is not what we call Neder, it's called Nazirus, it's a different function, it works differently, but what would be the difference as far as the husband's right? That's the Gemara's question. See, the Gemara does not include Nazirus in the word Neder, because it's not an Isra Pesa, it's not a lifetime ban, as the Gemara explains itself. It's a very Torah-mandated restriction. Right? So it's a different category. You're right, it's by word of mouth. But not all word of mouth would be equal unless you compare them and have no reason to differentiate.
If it doesn't, the Torah call it a neder.
Well, the Torah says, Lindar neder nazir lahazir. And we say Lindar Neder doesn't mean Naziris, it means Nadarim. And Nazir Lahazir is Naziris.
Separate
issue. Okay. Zakdarash, Taisi Naziris Amematinu, Minadarim. I made a mistake, Rufaito. The Rush says your thing. Zakdarash, Hai Mamatinu Labdavkahu. I don't need the Mamatinu. Ella Naziris Hainu Nidre Efesh Atzman. You're right, Revital, at least the Rush at this point says like you, that I wouldn't even need a Mamatinu, because it is a netter in itself. Mishani, Domigzeris Akosavi, the Dafki Gabin Nidorim the Les Lake Tusa. Maybe only by Nidorim where there is no set time. Im Kavaz Man, the Rush is pointing out you can make a neder for time, but it's dependent on the person. The person decides the time, or doesn't decide any time, and it goes forever. And the Torah doesn't want her to become unseemly to her husband, so therefore the Torah gave him a right, because it might be forever. Masha Enkein, Nazirus, is a Torah mandate at 30 days. It's not long term. Kamash Malan, the Hekish, that he can be made for that. That's what. So you're right, Rafaito. Really, the Gemara is saying you didn't need a Mamatzino. Interesting, By Yodah, the Gemara did not ask, learn it out by Mamatzino. Why couldn't we say by Yodah is the same thing? It works by Neder, so it should work by Nezirus with a Mamatzino. So the Rishonim speak out, because Yodah is Malkus. We have a rule that anything that we learn out with logic, you can't give Malkus for. Ein ein shem min adin. Hekish can give Malkus. If a person violates it, he would get Malkus. Whereas a Mamatzino, a comparison, would not get Malkus. So therefore, by Yadayt, we want the Hekish, so nobody should question anything, and nobody should say there's no Malkus. But Enkin here, it's just to say that he has a right, that we can learn out with a Mamatzino, and therefore, the Gemara asked the question. Okay. We're up to the two dots.
Rabbi Cohn has a question.
Yes.
In a chanami, you don't get malchus, but if you have a right later on in time, if somebody has a question on a mematzino, that can mess up the halacha for either nizirus or nidarim. If you go with this hekish or whatever, then you're never going to be able to ask me. You never know later on in time. Maybe someone has a svara that will mess it up. What do we have? What do we lose by going with a hekish?
You don't lose anything by going with a hekish. But the Gemara feels that I don't need a hekish. I wouldn't use a hekish for it. Meaning, let me explain. The Gemara could have answered, the reason we have a hekish is to avoid questions, not that we have any. In case somebody comes up with one.
Right.
But the Gemara decides to give you a better answer. We have a question. What you're saying is that the Gemara could have said, you're right, maybe Mamatzino works, but we don't want, why not use the Hekish, it's stronger? Maybe the Gemara would have answered that and not had a question. But the bottom line is it does have a question. So the Gemara points out, no, that the Mamatzino would not work here. Now, the Ran is pointing out, the Rishonim are pointing out, that by Yad we didn't have this conversation because we wanted Malkus, and for Malkus we have no other option.
Okay.
Now, we're starting after the two dots now, but this is a sugya that's going to take long, and Monday vacation starts for Chodesh Av. So, I mean, Sunday we're going to do Chazara, and Monday we're off to Elul. I assume, I don't have the English dates in front of me, but I assume it's 4 weeks. Meaning we'll start Rosh Chodesh El, which is Tuesday, and we're stopping. Monday morning is Rosh Chodesh Av, and we're stopping. So I'm going to start this, but I'll be honest that I'm going to redo this in Chodesh El because it's going to need to be done because it's the middle of a sugya. But we will start. There's no reason not to learn. We will learn now. We'll start after the two dots. I'm a lechaveroi muderani. Somebody says to his friend, what was the word he used for muder? Restrict?
Vowed
from you. And then the Mishnah, if we take a look back at the Mishnah on Beis Amid Aleph, the Mishnah said, Ha'imim mechaveirim mudarim mecha, v'shani mecha, I separate myself, v'ruchkani mecha, I distance myself, shani oichalach, shani tayamlach. Now, the word shani, okay, so let's start. Let's take, is this six cases or not? That's the question. What if a person would say Mudarni Mimach by itself? Or Sha'ani Eicholach by itself? Is that a Yad? Or do you need Mudarni Mimcha Sha'ani Eicholach? What would be Mudarni Mimcha by itself without Sha'ani Eicholach? Is Sha'ani Eicholach, Sha'ani Tayamlach a continuation of the first three phrases Mudarni Mimcha, Fushari Mimcha, Ruchukari Mimcha, that by itself is not enough. I need Mudari Mimcha Shani Aicholach, Fushari Mimcha Shani Aicholach, Ruchukari Mimcha Shani Aicholach. How about Shani Aicholach by itself? Is Shani Aicholach considered a Yad by itself? Now, just to explain, why is Shani Aicholach an expression of restriction? The guy walks over, Reuven walks over to Shimon and says, Shani Aicholach. Maybe it means I'll eat. What does that mean? How do I know it means I'm restricting what I'm eating? Meaning, how could that be a yad by itself? Where is the word of restriction? So the Rishonim speak out that the word Sha'ani, if a guy wants to say, oh, eat, he'll say, Eichelach. What's Sha'ani? What I? Obviously, that indicates that there's a restriction happening. What I eat from you, what I eat with you. If you want to say you're going to eat, you say, Eichelach, or Ani Eichelach. What's Sha'ani? What I? That tells me, obviously, you're doing a restriction. So therefore, Sha'ani Eichelach, according to everybody, is a yad. It is a word that indicates that he means to accept a restriction. That is a yad. It's using words that are not a complete expression, but enough of an expression that we have an implied restriction here, a clear implied restriction. Because Sha'ani, what I eat, what does what I eat mean? Obviously, you want to do something with what you eat. The only thing we can think of is you want to restrict what you eat from him. It means you don't want to eat from him. That's what Sha'ani means.
But
that's how Shaitan is saying how Sha'ani Eichelach can mean restriction. Yes, there's a question?
Why do you have to come on to that shtickle, Torah? Say very simply, everything's mutter, meaning you're not a person's. If he first keeps kosher, you everything's mutter to someone. You know what I'm saying? It's not like anything he says now. If he's saying something, it's coming to prohibit it. You know what I mean? Not because of the lushan. Everything is the svar chitzoni is everything's mutter.
Default.
The default option. Thank you, Baruch. Is mutter. It's only if you got to open your mouth, it's coming to us. I don't care it's not the lush is because you opened your mouth and said something.
Oh, I'd like to eat.
Okay, so let's say Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, can you come to my house for supper?
My house for supper. Okay.
And Shimon says, Shani Eichelach.
Oh, you mean that's a saying, I agree that I'm coming?
Maybe.
I would say the word yes. I mean, you don't have to go through home.
Yeah, but that's not enough to make that a yad. The answer is, if you wanted to say I'm eating, you would say Ani Eichelach.
Shani.
Shani means what I eat. What is saying something about what I'm eating, and that's restriction. That's how the Rishayim explain it.
Everyone?
Does every Rishayim explain that way? I don't know. I didn't take a poll.
How about Pamela?
As opposed to nowadays, some people spoke at that time.
Anyway, back to Gemara. I'm a Shmuel. So Shmuel says, Bekulan, all these three words, Udarni, Mifushani, and Mirchukani, only works if you finish the sentence with Ani Eichelach and Ani Tayimlach. Without finishing the sentence, it is not a yad. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now, that's going to be the Gemara's discussion. Why is Shmuel's statement true? Now, let me explain. I have to give an introduction to this. Let me give a whole introduction to this Gemara. The concept of yad, there are three stages. One is a stage that it's not a good enough yad. Doesn't qualify to be a yad. One is a stage that we call the other extreme. It's called a yad mechiach. A yad that is a strong indication of what the person means. Meaning, it's the overwhelming understanding of what he means to say. That is called a yad mechiach. A yad that shows you clearly what he means. Then you have the middle case. And that is a case where it can have two meanings. So it's not overwhelmingly clear one meaning, but there's two possibilities. And again, there's going to be a machlokes rishayim, so I'm trying to avoid that for now. It's not two equal possibilities. If you ask somebody, what do you think the guy meant? He'll say, I think he meant this, but I'm not sure because it can have another meaning. Whereas if it's Yad Mechiach, he will say, that's what he must have meant. Because the other possible meaning is not really a good, solid interpretation. So there's three ways of expressing. One doesn't work because it's not an indicator. That's called not being a yad at all. One is the other extreme is it's a clear indicator. If you ask a regular person, what did this guy mean? He'll say he meant this and this, even though he'll acknowledge that there's other possible interpretations, but not plausible ones. And then the third one is the middle one, where you have two possible interpretations, but one is more than the other. So it's a yad, but it's not mechiach, because if you ask somebody, he'll say, makes sense, he meant this, but there's a strong chance he meant something else. That is called a yad she'enoy mechiach. So in order for yad to work, tamachloikas amaroyim throughout Shas, one man the Amar holds, for a yad to work, it has to be mechiach. It has to be clear that any person that understands the language would say that's what he meant. The other side is not so plausible. And the one man the Amar says, no, that even if it's not overwhelming that he means this, but as long as it's more chance than the other one, that is called good enough yad. So this is the machloikis in Shas, whether you need a yad mechiach or a yad she'ena mechiach works as well. So now we're entering yada. Yes.
Does that mean that he needs public approval? He has to take a survey? He has to be well known by more than 50% of the people?
No. Listen, if you say words, I don't have to take a survey to tell me what people think you meant. Would you stress yourself? The regular person will react the same way. We don't have to go around asking. We know what words mean.
The yad is an unknown quantity, sort of.
No, it is not. It's unknown because you don't speak Hebrew, so therefore you don't know what these words mean. But if you said things in English, you would assume that if you asked anybody, they would say you meant this. And sometimes they would say, he probably meant this, but there's another side. And sometimes they would say, I have no idea what he meant.
So then it's a clear nether. It really is clear, even though not everybody understands it.
Not clear.
No, I don't agree with what you said. What do you mean by not everybody understands it? They interpret it, not everybody, but that way. In a Yad Mechiach, everybody would interpret it one way. In a Yad She'ein Mechiach, everybody would say, I'm not 100% sure. He probably meant that. But there's another interpretation.
And
everybody
still
would say that. The words itself lend itself to a probable interpretation, but a other possibility that makes sense.
So it's still a good nether.
That's a machloitis. Yad Mechiach is a good nether. Yad She'ena Mechiach is going to be a machloikas that we're going to have in Masechtas Nedarim a number of times.
Okay,
it's a yad that's not clear. Again, it has two interpretations. Most people will say they think he meant this, but they won't say that he couldn't have meant the other thing.
Okay, thank you.
But why would the first category be in the category of yad? You don't have an idea what he meant. Why? It's not even a yad. Why is that?
That's just a way of saying it's not a yad. You're right. I called it a category because I wanted to put that to the side. You're right. There's two categories of yadis, but the other one is not a yad. Now, I want to be honest that I explained it according to the Rosh Hashita that a yad she'ena mechiach still needs that. A probability that he meant one way over the other way. But if it would be 50-50, the Rosh Hashita is, it's not a yad, period. Others disagree with that, but I explained it like the Rosh Hashita and Nazir, that 50-50 is not a yad. Two equal explanations is not a yad. It's not an expression. It's only when one is more probable, the other one is also plausible. Therefore, it's a yad she'eina mechiyach. And if it's overwhelmingly one way, that is a yad mechiyach. So let's start again. Amr Shmuel. The kulan, achi yaymar, shani oichalach, shani tayemlach. By all of them, by mudani, mufrashani, mechutani, he has to end the sentence. Zakta Rash. The kulam achi yaymani oichalach. Bechol gimul lashaynas, hamurim beresha. In all the three lashaynas that are said at the beginning, im amr echad mem, if he said one of them, einu klum, it's meaningless. He has to finish the sentence. Miu zaktarash. Shani oichu shani tayim luchudei, but shani oichu shani tayim by itself, moide Shmuel the usher. Shmuel agrees that that is prohibited. Behind the nugget, shani shloishel ishainis deresha. Why did it pick these three lishainis? Not, see, because if shani oichu works by itself, so why did you bring the first three in? Ashmi'inan, the Eina Ma'ilim, that these three don't work, B'loi Shani Eichu Shani Tayyam. Meaning, what the Rush is bothered with, let the Mishnah leave it out. Just say Shani Eichu Lo Shani Tayyam. That works by itself. The Rush, you're right. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Mudani B'Fushani B'Fushani don't work by themselves. You need Shani Eichu Lo Shani Tayyam. That's how Shmuel is translating the Mishnah.
Rabbi.
Shani Eichu Lo Shani Tayyam work by himself. Mudari memcha, b'fushani memcha, b'chukani memcha doesn't work by itself.
Rebbe,
yes.
How would you think they would work? You didn't say anything. I'm distant. What do you said his general statement of you distancing. You have no idea what he's saying. From what? Why would you think it's a nether? You have no idea what it means.
Andrew, asking a wonderful question. The Gemara will get to that much later, but at this point, the Gemara seems to think that if a guy says, I'm vowing from you, it means to ban himself from at least eating with the guy. What does he mean, I'm separating from you?
I have no idea.
Gemara understands it to mean a ban on eating, and that's going to be Gemara's kasha, why doesn't it work by itself? At the end of the day, Dr. Harris, the maskana of the Gemara, all the way at the end of Hayim and Aleph, will be that your answer is right.
I did not read it.
So then the Mishnah really should have said, Omer l'chaveiro, sh'ani ocheloch, sh'ani tomloch, asur, and then, medrani mimcha, mefrashni mimcha, ruchatni mimcha, ain't no neder. It's something like that.
Again, Shmuel is interpreting a Mishnah, and he's saying that's what the Mishnah means. The Gemara is not going to ask him that question, because that's how his interpretation of the Mishnah is. He's reading the Mishnah, and he reads it this way.
I thought maybe that might be an answer to Dr. Harris's question.
It doesn't really answer. Dr. Harris is claiming that the word separate doesn't mean food. And the Gemara is going to say that at the end. Separate might mean I don't want to be near you.
Okay.
I want to sit in a different section.
All right.
But we'll leave that for after when we come back. But then, again, the Gemara is going to get there, but we're not going to get there today. But that's what the Gemara is going to say. Makes sense. So we have a question on Shmuel. This is a brisa. Mudani nimcha, v'shani nimcha, v'chukani nimcha, hara da'atar. Shani Aichalach, Shani Tayamach, Haredeyaser. Now it seems to say that Mudrani Mimcha, and Mufrashani Mimcha, and Mufrashani Mimcha work. And for the Gemara, Hachikzani. No, this is what it means to say. Medvar Mamuran by Mishani Aichalach, Shani Tayamach. The Brisa means to say, Mudrani Mimcha, Mufrashani Mimcha, Mufrashani Mimcha is Aser if you say, that's shot in the braisa. Shani Aichalach is an explanation of when Mudrani Mimcha is Aser. Medvar Mamurim, By Mishani Aichalach. Zak the Rash. Meisvei. Udani Mimcha, Mifrishani Mimcha. Mibraitnik Aparach. Mishim Diktani Batrei Zimni Harish HaAtzer. So the Rash says what really the Gemara means to ask is it says Aser twice. V'ahokam Mishani B'medvar Mamorim Ketani. And the Gemara seems to be satisfied that that doesn't bother it. It's okay to say that the Gemara is, one is explaining the other. Frek the Gemara about Tanya Ipha. We have a bright and it says it the other way. Shari Aichalam Shari Taimlam Aser. So there you can't say that Medvar Mamurim, because everybody holds Shari Aichalam as Aser by itself. So what does this mean when it says Mudani Mukham Mavashani Mukham Mukhanim Mukhar Zawatzer? Now notice the Gemara is not questioning smooth logic. The Gemara is just pointing out that the Braita says not like him. And for the Gemara, Tani Hacha, Tani Hachi, this is the way you should explain it. Ukvar Amar Mudarni, the Braita is saying, when is, even if he said Mudarni, you have to say Shani Aichalach. Meaning Shani Aichalach, Shani Tayyablach is Aser. And if he also said Mudarni, he has to say Shani Aichalach. It's a harder answer. But the Gemara is willing to live with that, at least for a little bit, that it means, even if he said Mudarni, he has to say Shani Aichalach. Zakt the Rash, Uparak Vatanya Ibcha, Biduloi Kamar Vatanya Seifa, Mechlau de Braisa Achritihi. This is not the Seifa. This is a new Braisa. Vahaka Mishani, I'm sorry, Vahak Braisa Lishayach Lishluya Bebetwar Mamurim. Here you can't say that the end is explaining the beginning. Given the Kari Bereisha, Shani Aichalach, and that works by itself. The Dachik Lishnuyeh, and the Gemara gives a Dachik answer, Ukvar Omer Mudarni Mimcha, even if he said Mudarni Mimcha, Lashmi'inan, the Mudarni Mimcha, Liyamer Klum, Achi Yari Yaimani Aichal. Miu Amamash, Shani Aichal, Luchudei Aser. So the rest says the Gemara giving a Dachik answer. But the end of the Bryce is saying that even if you said those three words, they don't work by themselves. Dr. Gemara, Yachi Hainereisha. So why did this Braisa write it differently than the first Braisa? See, if it's telling me Mudarni Mimcha works by itself, so the Braisa went out of its way to put Mudarni at the end to tell you it works by itself. But if you're telling me it means you have to say Shani Aichalach, so why didn't you write it the same way the first Braisa wrote it, first say Mudarni and then explain only if you say Shani Aichalach, instead of writing it in a backwards way? If the Braisa is trying to teach me a Chiddush, the Mudarni Mimcha by itself works. So then I can understand why the Braisa wrote it in the other way. But if the Braisa is saying the same thing as the first Braisa, why didn't it write it like the first Braisa? It's a much simpler way of writing it. The Yoid, Aser Lomili Lamisni, which was the Kasha originally, that both Braisa say the word Aser twice, usually it was a Babed Mor Mamurim, it would only say Aser once. It wouldn't say Aser twice. And both Raises seem to say Aser twice. Zak the Rash. Yahachi Hainu Resha. Kloimer. Hainu Raisa Kamaisa. It's the same as the first Raisa. But my Shina Lushayna Miloshim Raisa Kamaisa. Why did it change its expression from the first one? Mikaikzeh, Hutzrich Lidayat Litchaik Ulataret Klaroma. And then have to say a Daichik Teret that he already said. But Yahisahai Royalishnais. It would have been better to learn Mudarni Mimcha Tchila, Matuk Mebraitha Kapashta, Belashim Amedvar Mamurim. You can learn Pashib Shah. And the Shema Mina, less of the Shmuel. This proves that Shmuel is wrong. Mudarni Mimcha Tchila Luchude Mitzer. And Mudarni works by itself. That's why this Braitha wrote the order differently. You shouldn't be able to explain it with a Medvar Mamurim. So the Braitha went out of its way and turned around the case to teach me this. The Oit, Kivin de Bechochad de Luchuda Mitzer, ain't paid the Hashanam. Once each one works, there's no reason to write in a certain way. Now the Rosh is adding, Mudarni Mimcha has a bigger Isser, because it doesn't only mean eating, it means pleasure. Therefore, Shana Bachroina, Lahaisel Isser Hana. So the Rosh is answering, saying that the reason this Raisa would have put it at the end is A, it doesn't make a difference, and B, to tell me it's a bigger Isser, because Mudarni Mimcha doesn't say a word about eating, so it means all pleasure. This is a question on both brises. On both brises, why did it say usher twice? So at this point, we don't understand Shmuel. Shmuel said Madari Mimcha doesn't work. We have two brises that say Madari Mimcha works. So what is so Shmuel swear from two brises? Dr. Gemara, Ella Amar Shmuel, we're going to explain Shmuel differently, right? God adds the word Alahachi Amar Shmuel, meaning Shmuel himself didn't say this. We had Shmuel's statement. We are now reinterpreting Shmuel that he shouldn't be swear from the brises. Alahachi Amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel says. Time Adamah Shani Eichelov Shani Time Lov Hu Da Atzer V'Chavei Remuter. Avol, I'm going to explain it in a second. Avol. Mudarni haymach can be interpreted two ways. I am vowing myself from you, and I am vowing my properties from you, meaning I won't have pleasure from you, and you won't have pleasure from me. Because by saying mudarni haymach, we don't know whether he means just himself from his friend, or does he mean himself and his possessions from his friend, which means he won't have any pleasure from his friend, and his friend can't have any pleasure from him. So Shmuel is saying the following. Without Shani Eichelach, which says one way, what I eat from you, that means he's banning himself from his friend from eating, right? But not his friend from him. But if he just says Mudar Nuhimach, it can include two meanings. It means me and my possessions are banned from you and your possessions, which bans him from his friend and bans his friend from him. That is the interpretation of Shmuel. So Shmuel doesn't mean to say Mudarni is not a Yad. Mudarni is a Yad, but it's a Yad both ways, whereas Shani Eichelach limits it to be one way. That's what Shmuel means. Let me read it again inside. Ella Amar Shmuel. Ella Haki Amar Shmuel. Taim Adama Shani Eichelach Shani Taim Loch Hu Da Atzim V'Chamei Rebut. That's why it's only one way. Avo Amar Mudarni Hamach Luchudei Shneim Asurim, both are Asur. Kiha the Amar Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina Mudarni Hamach Shneim Asurim. Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina said it clearly, and therefore that's what Shmuel meant to say. That when the Mishnah said Mudarni Hamach, the only reason it's one way is because he finished Ani Eicholach. Zokterash Avo Mudarni Mimcha Luchudei Shneim Asurim. The Mashma Mudarni Mimcha Melehanefach. I bear myself from having pleasure to you. V'gam hanasi mudralach, and pleasure from me is banned to you. Shleikhenem imeni. Inami, or another way of interpreting it, medalni mimcha mikol v'kol. I am totally separated from you. Shali shali, shalach shalach. Mine is mine, yours is yours. Do not mix. V'hadikani v'braitha medalni mimcha is a aser. V'lekana har elu asurim. So now we have a question. The Brisa says he is Usher by Mudarni Mimcha. It doesn't say both are Usher. But the Rush, I got the boy of the Mishni B'Sei V'Shani Eichelach as a Usher. Since he wanted to say in the next case, Harizah Usher, so it says Harizah Usher here too. The Havimati Lakshuya, the Gemara could have asked right now to the Parashat Kamon like it will ask later. Yaki Lei Mishmul V'Mamma Mudarni Mimcha L'Chudei Shnei Masurim. The lesson of Shmuel was that he has to say Ashani Eichelach. It's not true. He doesn't have to say Ashani Eichelach. Shmuel should have said, Medina Mekah is stricter. Keep it in the Lahakim Rabbah Shmuel. Oh, the Shaper Baruch Lima Masnith and Kibli Kaman would rather ask questions from Mishnas than ask questions from the language of Shmuel. Later on, we'll get to the language of Shmuel. So at this point, we're saying the interpretation of Shmuel is, if he says Ashani Eichelach, he means only one way. If he says Mudarni Mimcha by itself, it's a stricter Yad. It bans each one from the other. So Shmuel is saying the only way it's one way is if he says Shani Eichelach. This is where we'll stop. I want to wish everybody that doesn't come on Sunday a happy, healthy summer. Mer Tishab, if Chas V'Shalom Mashiach doesn't come, on Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh El, does anybody have the English day?
September 3rd, the day after Labor Day.
The day after Labor Day, we will start again Mephestus Nadarim. And B'li Neder, I hope very strongly to be able to be there in person.
Rebbe, if Mashiach comes, we're not going to have the shear?
Yeah, and your celiacitis.
Okay.
What time?
Have a good Shabbos, Rebbe.
Sunday morning, 6:30.
Yeah, good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, Rebbe.